Hey guys, it's Misty, and this is Lattes and Legends.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm back. Yes. Welcome, welcome. It's Monday. I have another creepy cryptids episode. That's right. However, it's around noonish, a little afternoon, and I need a little jolt. So I made a special little vanilla coffee thing. I have my favorite coffee, the Pinion coffee I told you guys about, and I have it. And I put a little bit of vanilla with a little bit of hot chocolate pieces. Delicious. So that's what I'm drinking right now, along with a giant bottle of water. Because I was just outside, I was harvesting tomatoes, all kinds of stuff at the farm. Yeah, it got hot. It got really hot. But happy mid-September. Now that I'm back from all the travels, I finally have time to start doing those early fall chores, getting ready for the winter. I also was foraging firewood. So all those Pioneer Woman things I was doing this morning before this podcast. So, yeah, fun stuff. Anyway, like I said, I'm back from all the fun and excitement that I was having elsewhere. I'm just back in the swing of things and catching up on life. And definitely catching up on work, because, you know, if you don't work, you don't make money. So, yeah, I'm playing that game. So I wanted to talk really quick about some shows and podcasts and books that I've been into. I am still reading The Dictionary of Superstition, so that book is amazing. And what keeps popping up with me is a book, it's funny because I got this book in Richmond, and it's about Colorado. The book is about Alfred Packer, the Colorado cannibal, and it's in my other room, so I don't really remember what the name of it is, but it's funny because I just listened to a podcast, shout out to And That's What We Drink, and they actually covered Alfred Packer on that podcast, which I thought was quite amusing. They did leave out the fact that the guy from South Park did that cannibal musical about him, but that's fine. I'm not going to criticize. Just letting them know they left that out. Some shows I've been watching. So for work, I have to watch some reality shows. And most of them are horrible. However, the teenage girl inside of me is really stoked that on my birthday, October 19th, you can send your gifts to me in my P.O. box. If you want the info, you just let me know. Love is Blind is coming back on Netflix. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because everyone's probably laughing at me like, this girl's ridiculous. So that is the one reality show I really love. Anyway, we all have our things, right? Also, I've been listening to... Oh man, what's the podcast? I found a new podcast, The Influencers. I've been listening to that. It's really good. Check it out. And, you know, my usual other podcast, My Favorite Murder, Dumb Love, That's Why We Drink, Crime Junkie, No Such Thing as a Fish. You should check all of those out. They're great. Anyway, if you haven't noticed, I still haven't updated the website. However, it's still lattesandlegends.com. There are stickers, mugs on there. I believe pens are on the way. I don't remember when I ordered them. Anyway, so those will be on there soon. I've also started to make Halloween soap for my shop. So if any of you want to check those out, that is passionflowerbeauty.com. There's a selfless plug right there. Yeah! And be sure to find the podcast on Facebook. It's Lattes and Legends Podcast, I think. Twitter, don't know what it is on Twitter, and Instagram is Lattes and Legends. Cool. Yeah. So, why don't we get into these creepy cryptids? I have two today, and they're pretty fun. I think this, doing this cryptids thing is fun because it's not as creepy as people make them out to be. It's more fun than creepy, and I think that gives us a little break from the norm of listening to these murder podcasts and true crime podcasts and all those kinds of downers. So I feel like the creepy cryptids are not downers. I feel like they are uppers in a world of downers. Had to get a sip of my coffee there. Yeah, so here we go. The first one is the Brosno Dragon, and my sources for the cryptid are Wikipedia, Cryptids with a Z, .fandom.com, a Ranker list, so ranker.com, ancient-origins.net, ooh, I can't speak today, and a website called steemit.com, steemit.com. All right, so the Brosno Dragon is a lake monster that appeared in Russia in Lake Brosno. It's been very popular in the folklore of Russia, and it's been described as looking like a dragon, hence the name, and it's been a subject of many local legends. Some of these legends date back to the 13th century, although there are some that are 18th and 19th century. So basically, this giant creature emerged onto the lake surface late in the evening, but then went back underwater, and it was gone. It is also said that during the Second World War, the beast swallowed up a German airplane. Many people treat the existence of it as very skeptical, and they still say that the creature may be a mutant beaver or a giant pike of about 100 to 150 years old. Sorry, I'm just thinking about a mutant beaver. Anyway, others say that it could be a group of wild boars or just elk that are crossing the lake from time to time and people just can't see. So, there are different scientific hypotheses about the Brosno Dragon. One of them is a gas version, saying that when hydrogen sulfide goes up from the lake bottom, it makes the water boil up. This whole boiling is in turn resembling a dragon head, but the amount of hydrogen sulfide must be considered to produce this effect. Another version says there's a volcano in Lake Brosno that makes ejections on the water surface from time to time. If there is a volcano that actually exists in the lake, it is yet to be discovered. So I think maybe, the scientists can't find that there's a volcano. I don't know. Anyway, let me finish. It has been given the name Brosnia, which I think is pretty cute. Let's see. Fishermen say that the underwater world of Lake Brosno has several structures. From time to time, different perch are found in the lake. There's also herring that can be found in the lake. And they feel that with all of these different types of fish in the lake, this dragon could really just be another giant fish of some sort that they don't know what it is. Oh, there's so many rumors with Frosno Dragon, and there's also eyewitnesses. So, ready for this? Yeah. All right, I'm going to call this thing Frosno. Yeah, it's Frosno. So, an ancient story of Frosno comes from the time of the Vikings. According to this legend, a small group of men believed the area around the lake would be a good location to put, yep, a treasure, a booty. They noticed a small island located a good distance from the shore, and they decided it would be a really good place to store all of their loot. Some of the group piled into a boat with the treasure, and they began to cross the lake to this island. Dun, dun, dun. Before they could reach the island shore, the creature appeared before them. According to the stories, Frosno either swallowed the island and prevented the Vikings from burying their treasure, or it devoured the group of men before they could return to land. Whatever the result is, the story helped inspire rumors of the size of Frosno's mouth, as well as how hungry he is. Stories also claim that Frosno's mouth is so enormous that it has the ability to swallow islands, boats, and whole cities and people. In some of the tales, the creature does not bother to come to the surface. Instead, it just opens its mouth and lets everything around it float in. Okay. There are also stories that say Frosno is more of a sand mountain than a creature, just because of all of the things that he has swallowed in his existence. Okay, Frosno. This still sounds more fun than scary. All right, so one of the most famous stories about Frosno is back in the 1940s, somewhere around the Second World War, like I was saying. The details are pretty unclear, but the story claims that a German pilot allegedly encountered the creature while they were flying over or near Lake Frosno. Somehow the plane either fell into the water or flew low enough that Frosno could reach the deck from its home in the water. However it happened, the story claims that the creature captured the plane in its mouth and the pilot was unable to escape. So according to the legend, the creature then swallowed the plane and the pilot. There's a lot of stories around that time and the fact that it was about a German soldier. Apparently there's also stories about fascists being eaten. It's all kind of was inspired by the people's feelings at the time and, you know, the things that were going on in the world at the time. So think about if you were Russian and there was this legend. It all kind of makes sense to where these stories have come from. I mean, let's look at the Greeks and Romans. They made up stories about weather and all that kind of stuff. So it has a meaning somewhere in these legends. So there were some researchers, in 2002 that traveled to Lake Frosno because they wanted to make sure the creature was real or fake. So this is kind of like, you know, a Loch Ness monster kind of deal. Like, oh, we got to figure out why these townspeople are saying creature is in the lake, and we're going to bring our machines, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. So this organization, association, whatever you want to call them, had deep echo technology, and basically they registered all of the sounds in the lake and what have you. So one of the researchers, his name is Vadim, I cannot pronounce his last name, he said, quote, there were a huge jelly-like mass of railway car size standing 5 meters above the bottom. The mass stood motionless. When the device blew up, the creature started slowly going up. We stared at the water and it was clear. There was nothing resembling a monster. However, something unusual was still felt in the lake water, end quote. So So they finally determined that this mass was some type of globster, and basically a globster is an organic mass that is unable to be identified. Globster. That sounds like a really good name for a punk band or something. So these researchers do believe that this creature or a creature in the lake was alive at one time, but they were not able to determine if it had been in 96, some journalists and photographers also traveled to the lake to find the creature, and they said the lake was super creepy and very mysterious, and they said that it was possible that a creature like this could be there, but they never saw any sightings of it. So, womp, womp, womp. Okay, here's another story. Ready? So in 1986, same year as the photographers, there were some tourists in the area, and they had better luck seeing a creature. They were vacationing at the lake, and this was a family from Moscow. I don't know the geographic difference. You guys can look that up. And this family found out that there was a creature because their seven-year-old son started screaming. There was a drowning in the water, screaming, running around like crazy. And the family reportedly captured a picture, but it was super blurry. So, I mean, they said they saw it. Even more unfortunate, wait for it, the photo has just been lost, along with every other picture that witnesses have claimed to capture. Huh. So there's absolutely no real photographic evidence that Brosnan even exists. So, like I said, Brosnan is basically, he resembles it, it resembles a dragon. Witnesses claim that it measures around 16 feet in length, has a really long tail that it probably uses to swim and dive. Its head looks like a large fish. Again, that could be a fish. It also possesses a large fish mouth and scales. So it either looks like a fish, a dragon, a lizard, a snake, any of these things that could live in the water. There's also stories that its scales are iridescent and they glow. And this is kind of a rare trait for a cichlid to have, and it makes it pretty unusual and unique. And the scales, the tail, everything, like I said, kind of was like Loch Ness Monster kind of deal. It definitely wraps itself into the cryptid category of sea creatures and lake relatives. So, let's talk about the scientists. Scientists claim that Brosny must be a mammal, or otherwise would not be able to survive in this water in Russia's cold climate. Yep. And then there's some scientists, I think the word scientists, remember this, some scientists think that Brosny is actually a dinosaur. And one scientist, what were the scientists? Okay. I'm not to make any conspiracy theories here, but I'm using the word scientists when describing what these people are saying. Some scientists think that this dinosaur escaped extinction and has managed to survive until the modern. Scientists are really smart. I don't know, maybe they had Common Core education. Anyway, I'm not going to get on that soapbox. Like many other monsters that live in lakes, oceans, what have you, the scientists also think they could be dinosaurs as well. Yep. Just like with the Loch Ness Monster, which scientists think also is a dinosaur. I don't know, again. I think that, some cryptids to me are beyond unusual, and some of them are laughable. Some of the things that these scientists say are laughable. But I mean, we only know so much about dinosaurs because, hey, guess what? We weren't alive then. So, alligators to me look like dinosaurs, turtles, birds, the freakiest birds. So, maybe Brosny is a things. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to get on too big of a rant about Rosny. So there have been occasional sightings of Rosny since the 1940s, and there are some that have continued into the late 90s, and people said that they didn't want to go swimming in the lake because they felt that Rosny would harm them. I think that 1996 was the latest sighting of Rosny. So maybe Rosny has gone into its golden slumber, or maybe it's really not even real. You will have to be the judge of that yourself. But that is the story of Rosny from Lake Brosny. And I do apologize for my rant about scientists. They just, they get under my skin. They really do. Don't get me started. This is why I don't watch the news, guys. This is why I don't watch the news. Anyway, the next cryptid that I'm going to talk about was really funny looking in the pictures. And I will post pictures of both of these cryptids as soon as I record this on Instagram. Lots of images. Thank you. So I'm going to talk about the Loveland Frogman, also known as the Loveland Frog or the Loveland Lizard. Oh, there's just something about a lizard person, right? It's fantastic. So the sources for this cryptid are Wikipedia, cryptozoologycryptids.fandom.com, petzoo.com, AndersonDesignGroupStore.com. Oh, yeah, that one was just a website of shopping for cryptids, shirts, posters, postcards, all kinds of stuff, and national park stuff. So that was really cool. I need to revisit that. Maybe buy some stuff for my office. And then Box19.com. Okay, so this story comes from Ohio. And I feel like there's something else in Ohio, and maybe in Ohio. I don't know. Ohio, you got a lot going on. So, the Loveland Frog Man is a legendary humanoid frog described as standing about 4 feet tall. That's 1.2 meters for everyone else. It's allegedly hanging out in Loveland, Ohio, hence the name. So in 1972, the legend gained a lot of attention because a Loveland police officer reported that he had seen an animal consistent with the descriptions of said frogman. Then there was a sight reported in 2016, and an officer called a news station to report that he had shot and killed the frogman. Aye, aye, aye. Yeah, and basically, the descriptions just got deeper and deeper, and then just turned into a logic one with missing his tail. Here we go. Even more legends. Okay. So, according to all these stories and legends, the creature was first sighted by a businessman or a traveling salesman, who knows, driving along an unnamed road late at night in 1955. There are different versions of this story specifying that it happened in May. Okay, cool. In one story, the driver was heading out of the Branch Hill neighborhood, and he spotted three figures that were standing on their hind legs along the side of the road. Each three was 4 feet tall, leathery skin, and frog faces. There were other sightings under or over a poorly lit bridge, and then one had a magic wand in his hand that sprayed sparkles. What? What? Uh-huh. I want to meet these guys. I want a magic wand that's very sparkling. What? Dear Loveland Frogman, it's messy. Come hang out with me. Anyway, all right. So next, I'm going to go deeper into the story about the policeman who said that he saw the frogman. Okay, I had to get more coffee, and I had to make the font bigger on my notes. Okay, so The police officer, Olivia, police officer in question is Ray Shockey. And I really feel like I've heard this name before. And so I did a little research on Ray Shockey. So I looked everywhere for Ray Shockey. And what pops up? There are thousands of articles featuring this man about the Loveland Frogman. WeirdUSA.com, Snopes.com, all this stuff. CharlestonTerrors.com. This guy was famous. So anyway, that's Ray Shockey. And he's the one that apparently saw the creature. So he saw the creature apparently cross the road at 1 a.m. on March 1972. And he said the road was cold enough to be icy. So why would a lizard be out on ice? Don't ask me. He said the creature was in a crouching position and then it flew up and looked in his direction and then it climbed the guardrail and then ran down to the Little Miami River. Other officers later came to check out his observations, and there was some talk about finding scratch marks on the guardrail, but there were no photos to show that there was actually something there. So then there was another police officer, Mark Matthews, and this happened 2 weeks later. Again, he saw, it was at night, sorry, and he saw an animal on the road, and let's do that. I looked at him. He fired his gun, and it looked like he had injured said lizard animal. It climbed over the guardrail once again. Funny enough, I couldn't find it. So, yeah, there's that. Oh. So, post 1972, sightings of the frogman have been really rare, and there was an incident in 2016, and there was two teenagers out playing Pokemon Go. Yeah. And they supposedly saw it and took a picture of it. But apparently it's a hoax. So the quote picture was taken by a kid named Sam Jacobs and his girlfriend. The footage is really dark, and they have brightened it so much that it really does look like they faked it. So, bummer. I want to see this. So, some people say that these big monsters, the lizard men, are, you know, can be seen anywhere. South Carolina, North Carolina, anywhere, you know, lakes or swamps. So, you know, you kind of have to make that call for yourself. Again, these police officers, some of the officers said they saw it, but there was never any proof. And I think this, you know, today we all need proof to see that something exists. And we're like, no, there's no problem. But I would like for you guys to check out one of those sites that I was telling you about, because you can, there's some pretty cool stuff on there, and there's actually posters and whatnot. And it just seems like a cool place. The shop and this website has quite a sense of humor as well. So if you're into that kind of thing, that would be really cool. The poster of the Lakeland Frogman I would put on Instagram. It's really funny. It's got its tongue out and it's just, yeah, it's really funny. It's got a couple of artists on it. This place is really cool. And you have different collections that you can shop at, mythical creatures, what have you. So if you're into mythic creatures and cryptids and everything I've been talking about the last few weeks, you know, this website. And yeah, so I know these are two pretty short and sweet. They were just amusing to me and pretty funny to look at as well. So I wanted to get an episode in regardless of how long I gave you. And I really am glad you guys are still listening. I have a lot of new listeners and stoked, and I can't wait to talk to you guys again. I have a few more cryptids to cover, so I will continue to follow them until I knock them all off my list. And so I'll talk to you guys next time. It will be shorter than a few weeks this time around because I'm back. And I have a lot of time on my hands between sitting on my computer and working and recording podcasts. So hope everyone has a beautiful week. Happy Monday. Hopefully your Monday is going swimmingly, and you get through it, and you do it. That's all I gotta say. Hope I talk to you guys again soon. Everyone have a beautiful week. Bye.